You're listening to Steve Gruber on MTN. More talk now.
Open my eyes to a new kind of way. All the good times that you say.
Monday on the program, you know, you really can't look anywhere these days without seeing help wanted ads. I don't know that the economy could be much better. You know, I see cranes in the air and I see houses being built at a pace I haven't seen in some time, just as an example. And the problem continues to be that we don't have enough people in certain, you know, trades, be it carpenters or plumbers or electricians or those that build highways and sidewalks or heavy equipment operators. We just don't have enough people in a lot of these places, and we need this skills gap filled. You know, apparently we have plenty of people going to college, but we need skills gaps filled in other areas. David Hecker here is the president of the American Federation of Teachers for Michigan to discuss it further. David, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. Good to have you here. So there are some proposals out there earning support from different areas. What do you think when you look out across? I mean, when I was in school, we had shop class and we had art class. And we went, you know, and, you know, the kids that went to shop class, maybe they weren't going to go to college. But, man, some of them today make big livings as welders and so forth. I know I see them from time to time, you know, and they make a great, honest living for themselves. But I don't think we have been focusing on that for a number of years. Am I right or wrong?
Right. I mean, there are great opportunities out there for people who want to go to college or people who college isn't for them, but they want to go through an apprenticeship program or get an occupational certificate through a college. There are, as you said, there are help wanted jobs out there, good jobs, and they go unfilled. You know, there's a prediction that nationally there will be 2.4 million manufacturing jobs that go unfilled from now through 2028. And that's all a result of the skills gap. I'll differ with you on one thing. We could raise the percentage of people in Michigan who go to college and get a four-year degree, where we're one of the lower ones in the country, and therefore our per capita income is lower. But again, for many people, college is not the path that makes sense.
And well, the problem I have with that, you know, David, is simply this. I mean, you and I both know there's millions of college graduates out there that are working minimum wage jobs or a little bit better, struggling to pay back $50,000 or $80,000 in college loans because they went and got a degree that's not really saleable the way it should be, you know, and so that creates a problem. But could we have more college graduates? Certainly. We could use more nurses in Michigan. That part, I mean, that's an easy example that I understand. Mm-hmm. But we have to be careful about where we send kids and what college degrees to get. Do you think that's fair?
I think people should go. Everyone needs some kind of post-secondary education, be it college, community college, be it a university, or be it a union building trades apprenticeship program, or another way to get an occupational certificate. And what Governor Whitmer has proposed, two programs that really help us increase the number of people with post-secondary education. One is Michigan Opportunity, which would provide every high school graduate with free tuition to a community college. So basically making our K-12 system a K-14 system. It also would provide $2,500 a year over the first 2 years of a four-year university for anyone from a family earning $80,000 or less. And then with Michigan Reconnect, which provides free tuition to community college to anyone over 25 who wants to go back to earn an associate's degree or an occupational certificate. So both of her programs that she's proposed, Michigan Opportunity and Michigan Reconnect, could help people who think going to college is the right thing for them, could help people who believe getting an occupational certificate and going right into a trade is the right path for them.
Okay, so, two questions.
Yeah.
Based on what you just said there, David Hecker here, president of the American Federation of Teachers, AFT Michigan. First of all, when you make it a K-14 program, the first 2 years of community college being free to anyone who wants it, where do those resources come from? That's number one. And number two, you say the first 2 years of college free to anybody in a family earning less than $80,000. So anybody making more than $80,000, they foot the bill and they get no benefit whatsoever?
For the families making less than $80,000, it's a $2,500 scholarship in each of the first 2 years. So it isn't the first 2 years of college free. It's a good contribution towards the cost.
Okay.
It, the right thing to do is to make it needs-based. The governor's office doing research came up and proposed a number of $80,000 or less. It's $2,500.
Okay, that part I understand.
Who need those resources, get those resources.
That makes sense. Okay, so what about the first 2 years of community college free to whomever takes advantage of that? Where do those resources come from?
Well, those resources obviously come from the state. The prediction is in the first year, these programs will cost roughly $150 million. The governor has proposed a budget out there that brings more revenue into the state, which it desperately needs. Michigan has a revenue problem. It doesn't have a spending problem. So if we could, if people support the governor's proposed budget.
So when you say new revenue,
step in the right direction.
Just so we're clear, when you say we need new revenue, that's new taxes, and the question is where and on whom?
Well, the governor's proposal, as we know, is for an increase in the gas tax. There are other ways to raise more revenue as well. We're one of the only states with a straight tax rate, not a graduated income tax, where people who make more pay a higher percentage. There are other states that have gone after things colloquially called the millionaire's tax. If people pay their fair share of taxes over the next few years, the state will start having the money it needs to fund the kind of programs the state needs. And the governor's current budget, which calls for an increase in the gas tax, will provide the kind of money we need to fund the program.
I thought the gas tax was to fix the damn roads.
The gas tax is to fix the damn roads, but the way the budget works is that the gas tax fixed the roads. There's money then freed up to fund other important parts of the state budget.
So how big does the gas tax have to be? We got about a minute here, David, and I want to get to this because 45 cents is never going to get out of committee. So where do you think we can get?
I really don't know where we could get. I hope we get to a point that funds the kind of programs we need, because what it's really about is what the people of Michigan need. And we could argue and discuss about a few pennies more, a few pennies less for the gas tax. But what people need is a post-secondary education. And we need to fund Michigan Opportunity and Michigan Reconnect so that people have what they need to get good jobs, be able to provide for their families.
All right. We're still, and for the record, we still have the highest gas tax of any state in our region. So we're going to pile up on top of that. So it was rejected by voters. I just wonder if it'll be popular, But, David, I'll leave it there. Good conversation. Good having you here. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
All right. David Hecker, everybody, president of the American Federation of Teachers in Michigan, trying to find the skills gap to be filled. By the way, speaking of jobs, a lot of them out there, and you can start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs, and they're looking for people just like you or people you know. And wages can start at $15, $20, $25 an hour, maybe significantly more depending on your skills and your resume. Find out more at MichiganConstruction.com or go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. SteveGruber.com, click on the Michigan Construction banner, and boom, away you go. The Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Hey, parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.